Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska Heritage Institute announced Wednesday that it will receive a federal grant for $5.6 million to build out its vision for an arts campus in downtown Juneau. The cultural nonprofit estimates the project will cost $12 million and hopes to break ground in June 2020 during celebration. It would turn the parking lot at the corner of Front and Seward Streets into a plaza, connecting new buildings with the regional Native Corporation's headquarters and the Institute's Walter Sobolev building. The new buildings are intended to house classrooms for art instruction, an art library, and space for artists in residence. The announcement says parking that serves the Sea Alaska Corporation's headquarters will move underground. Juneau City officials named the Front and Seward Street intersection Heritage Square last year amid an artistic redesign. The campus project is part of an institute goal to make Juneau the world capital of Northwest Coast arts. With this grant from the U.S. Department of Education, the institute says it's about 70% to its goal for the project. The institute is asking for donations for the project online. A hiker was stranded overnight on Mount Roberts. The Coast Guard sent a helicopter from Sitka to help late Thursday night.
Due to the low ceilings, poor visibility, and high winds, was not able to see the individual or access his location to try to hoist him out.
Ray Dwyer is the lead command center controller for Coast Guard District 17. Speaking this afternoon, he said the Coast Guard flew members of Sitka Mountain Rescue to Juneau, who linked up with Juneau Mountain Rescue for a ground search.
They're on scene with him now, warming him up and coming up with a way to extract him from his steep terrain.
Dwyer said Alaska State Troopers were coordinating the effort. A trooper spokesperson could not immediately be reached for comment. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration plans to have commissioners play a more prominent role in the budget process this year. Legislators are praising the approach, noting that the department heads were closer to the policy implications of budget cuts than former budget director Donna Ardoin. As Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, lawmakers also are looking forward to learning what Dunleavy's plans are for the budget.
Commissioners and their staffs have traditionally answered questions from legislators during the budget process. But Governor Dunleavy's administration put the Office of Management and Budget and its director, Donna Ardoin, at the center of the budget process this year, in some cases having OMB staff answer questions that commissioners would have in the past. Senate Finance Co-Chair Natasha von Imhoff was among the lawmakers who asked for more access to the commissioners.
We felt that the commissioners had a more holistic approach to their departments. Not only did they have the fiscal issues in mind, but I think they had the policy issues.
So von Imhoff was encouraged when Dunleavy Chief of Staff Ben Stevens said on Monday the commissioners would play a more prominent role in the budget. Stevens said in announcing that Ardoin is no longer the budget director, that the administration's goal is for commissioners to be able to understand and defend their budgets.
We now have 13 experienced commissioners that understand their budgets, and we're just the governor and the commissioners and all of us involved with the budget process want to have input into the development of these budgets.
Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Walikowski is on the Finance Committee. He's encouraged by the announcement.
It's going to result in commissioners participating. And they're the ones who really know their departments and divisions and what's going on much, much better than some OMB director who has lived in Alaska for a couple months.
Walikowski says it was frustrating hearing Ardoin's answers to budget questions when senators wanted to know more about what proposed cuts would mean.
She would make these proposals and have no analysis at all on the impacts to Alaskans, the ramifications to various people across Alaska. She just had no idea what was happening. And so by getting the commissioners more involved, you will have more input. We'll have a better understanding, and it will help us pass better policy.
North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson supports making deeper cuts to the budget. She was co-chair of the House Finance Committee before she left the majority caucus. She says it was difficult to justify cuts when the administration didn't back them up with policy analysis. She says commissioners will be in a better position to provide it.
There needed to be a plan, and I think that's what was missing this entire time. If we're going to reduce an area by, let's say, from four people to two people, well, if you continue to have all the same regulations and all the same mandates that four people had to take care of, how can two people do that?
Wilson credited Ardoin with providing an outline of what it will take to bring what the state spends in line with the money it brings in.
What I think Ms. Ardoin was able to show is that for us to get to a sustainable budget, here's pretty much what it's going to have to look like. And I almost like shock therapy.
Ultimately, lawmakers say that while having more involvement from commissioners will be important, they want to know the direction the governor gives them. For her part, Senate Finance Co-Chair Von Imhoff says the biggest factor will be whether Dunleavy continues to propose deep cuts in order to provide full permanent fund dividends under a 1982 state law.
I will be curious to see what the governor's approach is come this December, whether he is going to continue with hundreds of millions of reductions across the board and hold the dividend harmless.
The deadline for Dunleavy to announce this year's budget proposal is December 15th. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A major oil company is planning drilling and construction work this winter in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The Alaska Journal of Commerce reports ConocoPhillips intends to drill 7 new exploratory wells. The company is focused on the prospective Harpoon area, southwest of the company's existing projects in the reserve, and they will better delineate its large Willow prospect. ConocoPhillips Alaska Vice President Scott Jepson says the company wants to get more confidence around the geology and reservoir characteristics of the field. The company has pushed back the proposed startup date of Willow to around 2025 or 2026. ConocoPhillips announced the Willow discovery in early 2017. The company estimates it could produce 130,000 barrels per day at its peak. An operation by the Drug Enforcement Administration and other federal agencies has turned up a previously undocumented drug problem spread across Alaska. Tramadol is a mild opioid prescribed as a painkiller and widely used in veterinary care. The DEA estimates 100,000 pills are being sent through the mail each month. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the investigation into illicit tramadol is a result of the Justice Department's declaration of a public safety emergency in rural parts of the state.
DEA Special Agent Keith Weiss is standing over a table covered in Ziploc bags stuffed full of pharmaceutical packages of tramadol. The pills inside are flat white discs, almost like breath mints. And beside them are a bunch of red and white flat rate mail envelopes.
They're able to shake it and you can feel the pills and whatnot in there. But just tons of packages like this.
For 45 days this summer, the DEA launched what Weiss calls a surge across the state. It was a multi-pronged effort that included, among other things, an operation in Anchorage between the DEA and partner agencies, seizing hundreds of packages that contained almost 50,000 pills, most of them illicit or unlawfully diverted. Almost all of those pills are tramadol.
Our intelligence has always told us that tramadol is a large problem for the entire state of Alaska. It's an underlying drug that's being shipped in at will, especially via mail.
Tramadol is a Schedule 4 drug, so it's not as tightly regulated as more powerful opioid painkillers like oxycodone, but it works largely the same way. It has a mild narcotic high and can help stave off withdrawal symptoms for heavier opioid or heroin users. It's also widely used in veterinary care. Many Alaskans heard about tramadol for the first time in 2017 when some of Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey's sled dogs tested positive for it. It's relatively easy to get a prescription and legally order tramadol online to be shipped in the mail. Based on DEA's interdiction operation this year, Weiss estimates around 100,000 pills are arriving in Alaska every month.
It was dispersed over the whole state. It was widespread, which tells it's out there and it's pretty deeply seated in all the communities.
Taking higher doses of tramadol can cause seizures and depressed breathing and is especially dangerous if used in combination with other drugs. The investigation came as a result of Attorney General William Barr's June visit to Alaska, after which time he declared an emergency over the lack of rural law enforcement and public safety. That move has brought more money into the state for hiring, new equipment, and additional training, but it also spurred federal agencies to take a more active role in rural areas. The other pieces of DEA's surge were bringing a plane up so personnel could fly to 35 different communities where they met with elders and law enforcement personnel, made presentations at schools, and visited staff who handle prescribing medications in local clinics. The agency hopes those introductions will foster longer-term relationships with rural communities to better handle drug issues. And the DEA isn't the only agency doing that kind of work right now. U.S. Attorney Brian Schroeder says federal prosecutors are trying to find ways to help local and state law enforcement build more criminal cases in rural areas.
We're looking for ways to do more and do what, you know, for us to fill an appropriate role out there.
Schroeder says that may mean using legal tools uniquely available to federal prosecutors, like felons found in possession of firearms, drug trafficking, or cases involving child pornography. The Justice Department is hiring 3 new prosecutors for Alaska, and a grant is paying for 2 more state assistant district attorneys, all of whom will be focused on cases in rural parts of the state. Schroeder says what moved him on a recent trip to Kodiak with the DEA was a meeting with Native leaders from surrounding communities.
And what struck me was how much concern there was by those leaders about drug problems in their villages. I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me, but I don't know that I was quite ready for that. It really struck me. I mean, there were people getting very emotional about, you know, the damage drugs are doing in their villages.
The rekindled interest among federal law enforcement agencies comes as a statewide conversation is underway about the shortcomings of public safety and the criminal justice system in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And finally, Alaska State Troopers say an unexploded aerial bomb has been safely detonated by Fort Wainwright soldiers. Troopers were notified in Fairbanks on Thursday night that an unexploded military round was found at a home off Warner Road. Responding troopers determined the item was an unexploded aerial bomb. According to troopers, the Fort Wainwright soldiers responded, took the bomb to a military range, and the bomb was detonated there. And taking a look at the National Weather Service forecast for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island, tonight, rain, lows in the mid-40s. In downtown Juneau, that's lows in the around 50. And in the Nall Valley, lows around 50. Saturday, rain. Rain may be heavy at times. Highs in the mid-50s. And a reminder that the National Weather Service has also issued a high wind warning in effect until 7 p.m. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Friday, September 20th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.